the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I sin, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by my office, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And then by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. Amen. Church,
with the perpetual mercy. And because of our frailty, without you we can do nothing but fall. Keep us forever by thy help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable for our salvation. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The office of the deed and confession. What sins should we confess? Together, before God, we should seem guilty of all sins, even of those which we don't know, as we do in the Lord's Prayer. But before the pastor, we should confess those sins only which we know and feel in our hearts. And which are these? Consider your station according to the Ten Commandments, whether you are a father, mother, son, daughter, master, mistress, servant, whether you have been disobedient, unfaithful, slothful, whether you have grieved any person by word or deed, and whether you have stolen, neglected, or wasted aught, or done other injury. That's quite a list. This morning's Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 17. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of the living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Galatians chapter 5. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, as, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you should do. But if ye be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, and revilings, and such alike. Of which I tell you before, as I've told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Such there is no law against. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections and the lusts. So far the epistle lesson. To the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 17. And it came to pass, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And then Jesus entered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They're not to be found that return to give glory to God, except this stranger. And then he said unto him, arise and go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon, hymn 250. Please be seated. mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is 9 out of 10, and it's based upon the gospel, and I would like to read a couple of verses from that reading. And then Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? They were not to be found. They returned to give glory to God, except this one stranger. So far, please be seated. Were there not 10 that were cleansed, but where are the 9? This was a sad comment spoken by Christ. When of 10 lepers that were healed, only one returned to give thanks. Jesus was on his last journey to Jerusalem only a few months before his crucifixion when 10 men who were lepers approached him. Lepers, as we know, were excluded from society. They were considered unclean. And if someone came upon them, they were to cry out, unclean, unclean, to give them a warning. The disease was incurable. Only a special miracle by God could bring about this cure. Now, leprosy has been compared to a type of sin in its destructive power, for what sin has done to people who were created in the image of God. Sin has left us moral, spiritually unclean, defiled in the sight of God. We are utterly helpless and hopeless if left to ourselves. What would have become of us if God had not, in his love and mercy, taken compassion on us and sent his Son into this world to be our Savior and to be our Redeemer? Helplessly and hopelessly, we would have passed the time of our life here on earth, facing eternal judgment, eternal damnation, eternal death, and the wrath that was to come. This would have been our state and condition while here on earth, without faith in the Redeemer who has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We are told there met Jesus 10 men who were lepers. Misery meets mercy, the almighty helper in every need. They knew him for whatever reason. They must have heard about him sometime and about his wonderful works of love and mercy. They stood afar off. They did not dare to approach him because they were unclean. They lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. And he did. He did have mercy upon them. He saw them, he looked upon them with eyes filled with love and compassion. Their sad condition touched Christ's heart. He hears their cry for help, and he answers that cry, but in his own way. He tells them to go at once and show themselves to the priests. The priests at that time were health officials. They had to declare someone clean. This was the trial of their faith. For they tend to obey Christ's command, to trust that Jesus would cure them. And they did. And as the 10 went, they were cleansed. They were all aware of their healing. Christ's invisible almighty power had brought about the cure. And what a glorious helper and savior. He is able to help, for he is God Almighty. He is willing to help, for he is rich in mercy and grace. From all eternity, he saw us polluted and lost in our sins. And this moved him to come down to this earth to assume our nature, to be able to redeem us with his holy precious blood, his innocent suffering and death, damnation and hell. We have been freed from that. And as the 10 lepers had heard of Christ's power and mercy, so we too have heard of him in the gospel. Have we appealed to him lately? As those lepers did, Jesus, have mercy upon me, have mercy upon me, Dean Stolz. Let's not be like so many who do forget what the Lord has done for them and forget to thank him. One out of the 10 who was healed, yes, only one returned to give him thanks. The others soon forgot both the benefit and the benefactor. And note the painful words of Christ. Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? But how typical this is in gratitude in general. Did Christ not give himself as a ransom for all? Still, the vast majority live without ever thinking about his tremendous sacrifice, the sacrifice of the blood, which alone is able to cleanse them from their sins, much less thank him for it. How many of those who were once baptized in his name and who were confirmed realize what the Savior has done for them and they forsook him? Can we honestly say, thousands thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee? I hope we can. So many forget the cleansing of their sins, just as those 9 forgot what Jesus had done for them. They're engrossed with the things of this world, with its pleasures. They return to their old ways. Let us learn from the thankful Samaritan, of whom it is said, when he saw that he was healed, he returned back to Christ, and with a loud voice he glorified God and fell down at his feet, worshiping him and giving him thanks. He took time to simply say, thank you. Now, if Christ loved us so that he went to the cross to remove the burden of our sins, to suffer their penalty, may the Holy Spirit continue to lead us to believe with our whole heart and soul and mind that our Lord has defeated hell and gained heaven for us by going the whole way to the cross and bringing us back to God, breaking down every barrier separating us from our Heavenly Father's love. And since the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, has cleansed us from all of our sins, as a believer, we have no more guilt from which we should be punished. God loves us. We are forgiven. We are his children. Heaven is guaranteed. May God keep us in his grace, deliver us from our enemies, preserve us unto the very end, and bring us to himself in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
pray for our communicants, but first we have a prayer for Ward Engelbrecht. He's not doing well. The doctors have only given him perhaps maybe a week. So keep him and his wife, Carol, in our prayers. I saw him Saturday, gave him communion, but he's responsive, but that's about it. You know how that can be. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning on behalf of Ward, a very faithful servant in Christ. His faith is strong, so we don't have to worry about that. But we do ask that if it is your will, you give him a peaceful release, because at this time, according to human doctors, there is no hope. But we know that you are in charge of life and death. So we're asking that you give him a peaceful release if it comes to that, and give Carol, his wife, the strength to accept the outcome which she is prepared for, if one can be prepared for that. So bless both them and give them the strength and the protection to take simply one day at a time. And if you do decide to call Ward home, we ask that it's a peaceful release, that he can enter into the joys of heaven without any pain or suffering. We approach your throne in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love at the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope. And after this life, grant us all the place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
And we continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. For the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, and with thine only begotten Son, and the Holy Ghost, are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Take, eat. This is the true body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. driven into death, and forgive us of our sins. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith by the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and a life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of your mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.